Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. It's time for the GizWiz with Matt's maddest writer, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 1433, recorded September 10th, 2013. Free medical advice. The GizWiz is brought to you by Lynda.com. Learn what you want when you want it, with access to over 2,000 high-quality online courses and training videos, all for one low monthly price. Try it free for 7 days. Visit Lynda.com/GizWiz. That's LYNDA.com/GizWiz. And by Audible.com. To download the free audiobook of your choice, visit Audible.com/GizWiz. And now, get ready for Dick. Ladies and gentlemen, get your jazz hands out and ready, because it's showtime.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo LaPorte on Twitter. It's time for the GizWiz, because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
a nerd pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
No! Chicken blew up the camera.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's more a turkey, actually.
Wow. Imagine if we didn't have the image stabilization turned
on. I know.
On.
Just think, huh?
That would have been a rocky ride.
Who put a cock back there? That's, or is that a hen? No, that's a rooster.
Yep.
Hello, well, Mr. Dickie D. Oh.
And it's live, too.
You know you're in Petaluma when the thrill cam ends up the rooster cam.
Yeah.
So, Myra Joyce is not there. She's in Dublin.
Myra is in Dublin, and we don't see Kevin Dublin or Myra in the chat room. So,
oh, did she go to visit Kevin in Dublin?
What's going on? They're supposed to meet up. So, maybe it's happening.
It's funny, because I always thought Myra might be Jewish, but of course Joyce is an Irish name. She's probably related to James Joyce. She's going back there to visit her roots.
I think so, or maybe dye them. She's doing something. Who knows?
Well, are you all alone in the Disneyland studios?
All alone in the Disneyland cottage.
Nobody to eat your little finger food.
You think Dennis brings anything in here when Myra's not here?
You're kidding. He didn't bring you an hors d'oeuvre.
No.
Without Myra, nothing, huh?
No. I said, Dennis, will there be food and drink? He said, why is someone coming?
He's a good host.
Yes, exactly.
Such a great spouse, but a good host.
A good host.
Oh, that's, you know, get him to, come on, Dennis, bring something down.
Yeah, he's upstairs watching. He will now come in.
Now he'll give you poo-poos. Exactly. What does he typically bring down there? Cheese and crackers?
Let's see. Myra likes peanut butter and jelly.
No.
Yeah, she does.
No.
Yeah, or he'll bring down a cheese selection with crackers.
That's better.
Sometimes warm nuts and a zero. Yep. Or we'll just keep going. And then pretzels and chips.
You know, wow. You know,
snacky things.
Oh, no wonder Myra's there every single Wednesday or Tuesday.
And Saturday.
And Saturday.
Yeah.
And
Tuesday, yeah.
She
Wednesday,
loves
she
you.
Finally leaves. She's like, I fell asleep at the desk. I'll be back on Saturday.
So this is the gadget show where we find fun and weird stuff. And apparently, we've run out of Jeffrey Needle's gadgets for me. So this is going to be a Jason Howell.
I'm not sure if we've run out. We have more Needles picks back there. But I decided to see how this goes today.
All right. We'll let Jason pick one this week. But as always, as is traditional, we let Dick kick things off with his gadgets.
Yeah, we do. So, Leo, I am doing an update on a gadget only because last week you said you were packing and you were taking the Bose SoundLink with you.
I am. The SoundLink 2, the newest one.
Yeah. The newest one. Okay. So it's now 3 months ago when I went to the product introduction of the SoundLink Mini.
And little did you know, this was Amar Bose's last hurrah because he passed away
not so long ago.
Yeah.
But about 6 weeks after that, they emailed me and said, you know, you want to, we'll send you one so you can hear what the music of your own sounds like. You know, we obviously picked the music for the demo. And so,
oh, you got the Mini.
I have the Mini.
Oh, look how little it is. It's so cute. Wow. Wow. That's a big, rich sound for such a...
Isn't that unbelievable?
Sounds pretty good.
This is what Bose has traditionally done quite well, which is the rich, deep bass.
Yes. And it was very funny because I spoke to Bob, who's the CEO, and at the time, Dr. Bose was still alive. He did, obviously was not at the event. And I was talking about the SoundLink and how did they come up with this. And, you know, after this came out, everybody started the jam boxes and going down and down and down. And he said Dr. Bose called in all his engineers. I believe there were 100 engineers worked on this. And he said, listen, I want the same sound that we have in the SoundLink, and I want it in a box little less than half the size, and I want it to sound as good.
See, now I'm depressed because I bought the big SoundLink, and it's heavy. It's a few pounds because I feel like, you know, it's got big magnets in it.
Yeah, this is a pound and a half.
Oh, see.
$199.
Oh, well, it's pretty expensive.
Well, isn't the SoundLink...
It's $300 $299? List. $300 list, yeah. I think I got it for $250 on Amazon.
Oh, okay, like okay. Yeah. So this is $199. Anyway, is it the same price online?
$199 on Amazon.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the Mini. Both of these are Bluetooth speakers. By the way, neither of them have Bluetooth microphone. They're for listening, not talking.
That is correct.
Jambox, for instance, has a microphone. You could use it as a speakerphone. I didn't think I'd be doing that in Italy.
No, probably not.
I hope I'm not doing that in Italy.
You know
what? Wow. Have you heard the SoundLink 2, the big one?
I heard it. I don't have it, but I heard it when was in.
How does this compare? Be honest. I'm depressed.
You know, it's hard to remember because I only heard the SoundLink at the press preview of that, which was... like 2 years ago. I think they sound pretty close. Only because they started over with coming out with speakers half the size.
This is the one I got. It has white leather.
Okay.
Which is kind of kooky. And so it was a little more expensive for the white leather. The cover flips over when you're done with it.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. And also when you close the cover, it shuts it off. When you open the cover, it turns it on, as I recall.
Yeah. And now this is is traditional with Bose speakers, it's direct reflecting. So this has a speaker in front, but also a speaker in back that, you know, if you position it near a wall, it will bounce the bass off the wall and it gives you even better bass response.
Right. And this does too.
See, I'm thinking I should have bought the Mini.
Yeah. You know what? This has a speaker off control up here. Are they sure that they don't take phone calls? I didn't pair it with.
Well, I know the big one does not. Maybe they've added that. Yeah, they don't mention that it.
No, they don't. Yeah. They don't. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And it runs 7 to 8 hours, depending on volume.
Now, this one has to sit in a charging cradle.
You know, so does this one. Oh, I mean, are you talking about
the big one?
The
does not. It plugs in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes. This comes with a little charging cradle and charges pretty quickly, and you get 7 to 8 hours off the bass.
Hard to tell, of course, over the internet, but
absolutely.
That sounds like a lot of bass. It sounded pretty rich.
You know, Leo, I had a. Our anniversary party about 2 weeks ago, and I would bring three people. I was like doing a Bose demo, bring three people at a time in, face. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Leo, thank you for ordering for me.
Oh, and look, you got a little an umbrella drink. That looks lovely.
Yeah,
thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Dennis. That is very sweet.
Leo is thanking you.
That is cute. Is that a Fresca you're having in there?
No, what am I drinking, Dennis? A pina colada.
If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, then you're gonna like the Gizwiz, even though he's a pain. Yes, he's all.
I was hoping he's insane. But it'd be better.
Even though he's insane, it has the same ring to it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It does. Just don't point there when you say that. Don't watch the video version, please.
My eyes. So, where were we? Oh, the Bose SoundLink, the Mini. That's really nice. I like that. Yeah. I wish I'd known about. Did you tell me about this? I wish I'd known about this before I bought the big one.
Yeah, I did. But that's okay. You see tons of gadgets.
What I wanted this for, you know, we're on the boat for 2 weeks. So what I thought would be nice for audiobooks, because both of us listen to a lot of audiobooks, and it does, it sounds great. In fact, I listen now at breakfast to my the audiobooks from my phone onto the SoundLink, and I love it. But I also wanted it because I thought it'd be fun to have, you know, romantic music, classical music, just to have a little bit of control over the musical situation. A lot of times cruise ships have some sort of sound, but it's not very good usually. So I thought this would be nice to have along with us, you know?
Yeah, okay. Is it too late to run back and change your...
Yeah, you know, the whole point of going on a cruise is you only unpack once, right? You get on the boat, and instead of you going from town to town, the towns come to you. You just sit there on the boat. I don't know how they do it, but like every morning you wake up and there's a new town out the window. I don't understand how they do that.
Wow, that's expensive. I think it's done with, the ship is on wheels. What else?
Maybe it's on wheels. That's probably what it is. It's pretty cool though, because you don't unpack or anything. Everything just goes with you, which is great.
No, it's perfect.
And you never know what's going to be outside your. Sometimes though, if it's really crowded and they get to a port and they park next to another cruise ship, sometimes there's another guy in his boxer shorts out my window, which that's not as much fun. Oh hi, you're on a cruise too, are you? Yeah. You got the Bose SoundLink Mini? No, I got the big one. Yeah.
Oh, you jerk. What is that?
Weren't you listening to the Gizwiz?
Pay attention to that kid with the big mustache.
Good.
So these are three things that for you to consider for your vacation.
All right.
Okay.
So the SoundLink Mini Bluetooth speaker
is one.
Does that do like the wooden ones you did last week where I could buy two and then have left and right channel? No.
No.
All right.
No. Okay. So now you're going to be going around and sightseeing, and you're going to want to have a place to sit and relax.
I am. But the problem is, I don't think they have chairs in Greece.
Well, now, this is why I picked the next one.
Yes.
So I won't tell you what it is, but let's just roll the video. Okay. This is a perfect chair for you.
Okay.
Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddest, trying to end the Gizwiz with another one-take theater here on Twit. You know, you go out into the park, you want to look at the birds, you're on a long line at an airport. You wish you had a chair with you all the time. Actually, this guy wishes he had a chair, too, but it's cumbersome. But it would be less cumbersome if you didn't walk around trying to carry 12 chairs. But what you need is the amazing pocket chair. Take a seat anywhere, the chair that fits
in your pocket.
Yeah.
Well, I bought two pocket chairs because, let's face it, I have two pockets. And this is pocket chair.
It is.
Golly, that just, you could just slip that into. If I had a shirt pocket, it would just slip in there so easily. If you're handy with a sewing machine, it comes in this nice carry case.
Yeah.
So you could sew that on.
That's cute.
Looks good on jeans, tuxedo, wedding gown. Place to put your pocket chairs. But this is pocket chair.
Well, it comes with its own pocket. That's why.
Let's see.
Yeah.
How does it work?
Warnings here. Maximum weight, 250 pounds. Failure to comply with this weight limit could result in death, okay, or serious injury. Avoid tipping, avoid injury to fingers. Failure to position the chair could result in injury or damage. Okay, it's a fun chair. So we A, pull chair open. B, open bottom. And then connect tabs, okay? Connect this. This thing bend. God, is that? Oh, okay, it bends up. So this goes there. Okay, and then what is that? Then whoa! Then connect.
No.
Connect.
You're gonna hurt yourself. This could result in death.
Connect tab.
God. Well, it's if you get it working, okay, it's gonna be secure.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Boy, if you catch a finger in that, I cannot.
No kidding. It looks like if your wrist slipped.
And I want to clamp. Dick lifts weights. Okay. He's a strong, strong guy.
I'm putting it over. I am not faking this.
All right, I'll do it against my chest so that I can push that part
gym
up as
that's
it comes over. You and you really have to watch.
It's a chair and a workout tool.
So you're going to, you know what? Don't do that. You're going to stab on yourself.
I know. It's dangerous.
Stop. And you're going to stab. No. God, this is a terrible idea. I don't want to own the human.
And how on earth do you make it to the second tab?
That's for really strong people.
You know what? I'm not kidding. All right.
And look how big it
now
is.
Now I have a chair. Whoa. Okay. So this is...
I can see where the death comes in. Chair. If you weigh 250 pounds, it'd shoot you in the butt.
If you don't mind not having a back.
Yeah.
You don't mind not having arms. You don't mind your legs up around your belt buckle. You don't mind having a tiny sitting area, 250 pounds. You know, possibly you have more area.
There you
if
go.
You
sit
sat
like a horse.
Like that.
Like a horse.
Whoa.
Does not look
comfortable. Death. No. Death could result.
I thought that would be more comfortable. And you know what? I tell you what. I bought
it's
the
good you
two
got
pack.
Two.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it.
No.
But maybe the way to do it is to use the two of them together.
Exactly.
But I haven't got the strength.
Now, how do you get it apart?
To fold up the other one.
Oh, I didn't even bother.
Anyway, they're about $10 each. I think on Amazon, I think there was a deal to get the two of them for $15. But then there's $5 shipping. So you're still in for $10 each.
You sound like you're winded.
I'm exhausted. Yeah. That's it. Pocket chair. The amazing pocket chair. Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddest Writer, and the Gizwiz with another one-take theater here on Twit. Oh, there's a table in here, too.
How much was that pocket chair?
The pocket chair was, they were $10 each.
Well, you got what you paid for.
Yeah. You know, if you have an Amazon Prime, it's $8.80. They're down a little bit now. $8.88 and free with shipping Amazon
but
Prime.
But, Eve, you know, I think they should pay you. I'm so nervous that you were going to stab yourself in the gut.
You know what?
Oh, look at her.
She looks so comfy.
I know. And
none of these people look comfortable.
You would be comfortable for maybe a minute and a half if you were like Jeff Needles. You know? But it's like 6 inches wide, so your butt has to fit on that.
They make fold-up chairs that are good camp chairs. There's all kinds of those. You see them all over the place.
All right, well, I was going to FedEx these out for the trip.
No, thanks.
Okay.
You know, they have like walking sticks that turn into chairs? Those look like maybe more practical.
Makes a little tripod seat.
Yeah.
And also there, up off the ground, you know, if you have to sit on a chair that's only a foot high, sitting down and standing up on it's pretty difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, unless you're really young. But anyway, that's pocket chair.
Well, so much for pocket chair.
So much for pocket chair. Now, our next thing is, I don't know, I think you mentioned something. Did you mention a cell phone pocket for your credit cards?
Yes, I did. The Card Ninja.
Oh, okay. This is a different one. And this is, I just like the way it sounds. This is Mogo to go.
Mogo to go.
Mogo to
go. Or Magataga.
I don't think so.
Magotaga.
Yeah, so it's a little guy.
Same idea.
Okay, yep. three M's on the back. It can hold a hotel key and a couple of credit cards. You could stick a $5 bill in there or something. It comes, this is the back of it on my phone here.
I think it's a really good idea. I really like
what
these.
What I'm doing is, I'm keeping some business cards in mind, hoping that if I ever lose my phone, they'll go, hey, this guy works for Mad Magazine. Let's send his phone back.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And it's not bad. They come in black and white, and they're $4.95, and that includes shipping. So
$4.95 is actually the least expensive I've seen of those. The Card Ninja is more expensive.
Oh, it is. Okay. Strangely, they say good for the iPhone 5 and the Samsung Galaxy 4. But then in tiny print, it says will fit any flat-backed cell phone.
Right.
That, you know, it's very small. It's 2.25 inches by 3.60 inches.
That's the least expensive one I've seen. You know, I bought a Shinji pouch adhesive accessory pocket. And those were $13. The Card Ninjas are $20. And wow. Looking on Amazon, the cheapest one I could see on Amazon, it's actually a good name for it, is the iRoo, because it's like a kangaroo, right?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But you know what?
But that's $10. So these are very inexpensive.
Yeah. Also, what I noticed, what I like about the Mogo 2Go is that it fits so that it doesn't cover the flash or the speaker on the back of the S4.
Right.
There's not a lot of flat area there where you're not covering something.
Right.
So I think
that would be the one thing to be aware of.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is where you put
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. And they're at mogo2go.com.
Very cool.
And now the excitement builds.
Well, I've been told there's a gadget for me somewhere.
Oh, you don't know
we should
yourself.
Do an ad.
Should I do the ad?
Yeah, well, we have
we got two ads.
Yeah, we have two.
Oh, my goodness.
Somehow this show's making money.
Wow. No, don't say that.
Oh, I mean,
I don't think it's making money, but we do have ads. Hey, let me tell you about Lynda.com. This is great. This is our first visit with Lynda.com. I've known Lynda. Do you know Lynda Wyman? Have you ever met her, Dick? I just love her. Lynda Wyman wrote a lot of books on web design, development, so forth. We used to have her on the Screensavers regularly. And she took her abilities and knowledge and started doing online training. Now, Lynda.com is, the biggest online training site anywhere in just about every area you can imagine. I mean, you can get, in fact, go to Lynda.com. Oh, look! Welcome, fans! Lynda.com/GizWiz will take you
Whoa.
To that page. Yeah, isn't that great? And but you can also go to the front page and browse the subject matter, because there are literally, I think, 2,000 courses. And for instance, I'm taking a Lightroom course right now. The new Lightroom 5 came out. Let me just show you what it's like here, because many of my favorite photographers, trainers, and experts and gurus teach at Lynda.com, which is awfully nice. You can see these are all Lightroom 5, sharing photos online, creating time-lapse video, shooting and processing panoramas. The nice thing about Lynda.com, you don't have to say, oh, I'd like this one. These are all available to you, every one of them. You just pay a monthly fee, and a very low fee, too, I might add, and any video on Lynda.com is available. There's actually two different subscription packages. There's the base plan, and then for a little bit more, you can get the pro plan, which will give you access to materials, you know, course materials like photos you can start off with and stuff. I think it's $25 a month. Everything on here for $37.50 a month. The premium plan includes exercise files. So let's see. Lightroom Essentials, managing images with a library module. Let's just pick one and take a look at it. Now, look how they do this, which is great. It is professionally done. You can pick any area, jump right to it. They also have complete transcriptions. So you can even search the transcripts and say, I'm looking for a particular thing. I want to know how to delete photos. Delete, rejected photos, let's say, on Lightroom. And it'll go right, it'll jump right into this transcript and then jump right to the video. And you can see right where it is. Here it is, you see? So this is couldn't be better. This is a wonderful way to get exactly what you need. They have training in almost every area, including soft skills like business management skills, resume creation, negotiation. I got to take the negotiation course. I'm a real fan. Lynda.com. So here's what we've done. We've arranged a 7-day trial for you for free. If you go to lynda.com/gizwiz, lynda.com, lynda.com/gizwiz, you could just sign up right there for a free 7-day trial. They're going to show you what the cold cost is. By the way, I've had a Lynda account since day one. I've been a member. I go there all the time. When we have new editors come in, we often give them training at lynda.com so they can get up to speed on Final Cut or whatever it is that I want them to know about. It is just a great resource for a business, for a home user. It just makes you better at your job. Makes you, it's better for having fun too. Get your office to pay for it. Learn Excel, you know, pivot tables in Excel, you'll be more valuable. And then when you go home, you can take photography courses or that kind of thing. Courses for all levels, all kinds of skills. You set the pace, you learn what you want. I know a lot of times people go to YouTube and try to learn this stuff. Believe me, it's better to have someone who really knows what they're doing create great professional videos for you. Lynda.com. I'm so glad. I'm a big fan of Lynda Wyman, and I'm really glad to have them on board. All right, so you know, it sounds like you already know what this is.
No, I just know that it's a Jason pick, and I don't know. He didn't want to tell me either.
Well, and in a strange confluence of events, it actually fits the theme in a strange way, because, Dick, you featured a couple of things that have pockets, right?
Yes,
Or fit into pockets. This is a pocket for your tablet.
Okay, so this is called the Sidewinder.
It's called the Zachu Sidewinder.
ZATCHU.com. The idea is if you've got something like that pocket chair that won't fit in your pocket, and a really good example would be, you know, a 7-inch tablet. This is a Lenovo, but I love my Nexus 7. You can't fit that in your pocket. But if you had the Zachu, well, be another matter entirely. Okay.
This is to wear your tablet?
Thread through belt for extra. Yes, you're basically going to wear it as like a, it's like a holster.
Oh.
I won't. You could thread it through the belt if you wanted to, but I'm just going to pretend.
Isn't this going to interfere with your sauna pants?
Well, I'll explain why I don't. And then you put this. You know, I don't think they expect a guy with massive thighs like me. I mean, maybe if I lowered, maybe if this were a little lower slung. They have in the instructions, it says how to pee in this, so that's good.
Yeah, for men and for women.
Yeah,
separate instructions for
it says, hey, if you're a guy, you know, just keep the Sidewinder in place. If it gets in your way, then you're wearing it too high. Too high? Okay. I'm maybe not the right guy to demonstrate this. There's plenty
Jason,
of...
What is this called, Jason?
It's called the Zachu Sidewinder. And okay. Z-A-T-C-H-U. It's bags.zachu.com.
Okay, good. Okay. This fits more around my lower thigh than my upper thigh. Okay. Because I have massive man thighs. Look at that. All right, now I got this. So let's see how it looks just if you're just standing around.
Nice.
Hey.
Nice, yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, mm-hmm. I come here a lot.
Yeah.
Hey,
is that a chair in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Oh, that's my Zachu. So there.
Hey,
look, you know
what?
It's
the tablet.
Your phone could go in there.
Whoa.
And if you have one of them pouches, your wallet's in there, too. Okay, now, let's come here, Liz. Let's do a little role-playing. Okay, I'm at a party. I'm a cool guy. I want to meet a hot chick. Hey, there's a hot chick. Hey, how you doing?
Is that a table?
Yeah, I know. You're probably pretty interested in the fact that I have a 7-inch in here. It's pretty cool, huh? You know what's great about this? If I have to pee, I don't have to take it off. Now, if you're a girl...
Liz,
no,
Leo,
see you. Leo, don't do the demo. Don't do the demo.
It says, remove any breakables from the Sidewinder pocket and let the Sidewinder drop with the trousers. It comes right back up in place when you're done.
If you've looped it through the belt loop.
Right. Probably, I think it's a good idea. That's why. And look how good it looks from the back.
You know, this is great, Leah, so you don't have to take any luggage on your three-week vacation.
It looks like there's something wrong with me, doesn't it? Usually.
More than usual?
Oh, because this is the jean, it would match.
It's the denim.
Here's the thing. It looks like it's somehow a brace or harness for my bad leg. Isn't there a website where it's women wearing man repeller outfits? I think this is a woman repeller outfit. manrepeller.com. It's stuff women probably shouldn't wear but want to. Why is there no womenrepeller.com? I got one right here.
That's just most guys on the internet. Oops.
This is a serious site, by the way. This is all great stuff. They think, who cares if men don't like it when I wear that? I like it. I don't wear clothes for men. I wear them for me. And I could say this. I could say the same thing for this case. The Zatu bag. Hey, lady, I don't dress for you. I dress for me. I'm a Zatu man. Zatu!
Zatu! They also have the shanty, which is...
What's that?
Here, wait, the site's a little slow to load, but it's basically a convertible bag. You'll see what I mean in a second here.
The good news is these aren't expensive. The Sidewinders with shanties, only $30.
And they come in many colors. What is that?
It's like a backpack slash...
Yeah, it turns into a backpack, or it's just a regular bag. But, yeah.
All right.
There you go.
How much fashion. Is that? This $50. Well, it's handmade.
Yeah,
in
I was
going to
say it's handmade. Yeah, right.
I hate to be dismissive of this. Dave's put a lot of energy into it. They're made and manufactured in the U.S. And so that's why they cost a little bit more. But you can get it in black, or dark blue, it looks like.
Dr. Mom was pointing out in the chat room, this was like the holster, the e-holster that she showed off months ago on the show. Hey, well, you know what? At least it does what it's advertised
to. I think
to.
If you had...
It holds a 7-inch
If you tablet. Had... The money and a tailor, you could have the tailor sew big pockets into your pants. That'd probably be a better idea.
Yeah.
Have a pocket chair on one side and your tablet on the other for
and
balance.
And then wear a puffy shirt with it. I hate to rain on anybody's parade or anything. But it's just not for me. Not for me. You want... Really? Come here, Liz. Let's put this on you. Is that you?
Because I still have a Kindle Fire.
This is for your Kindle Fire. Now, remember, low on the hips there, because it's got to go around your thighs, and they really don't give you a lot of thigh extension room. This is a unisex. There you go. See if that'll...
I have thunder thighs.
No, I do too. That's the thing. You have to. It's really not meant to go down the upper thigh. It's really going down more by the knee, I think. So, we're at lower slung. So it's more like a holster. There you go. And then you put your Kindle in there. Now, how do you like? See, when you're wearing jeans, it doesn't look.
Now looks better.
Yeah.
For some bizarre reason, I don't know why it looks better on her than you. I can't figure it out.
Doesn't look better. I'm telling you, in person.
Hey.
It looks like there's something wrong with your leg.
It's beautiful.
turn around here. It looks like there's something wrong with your leg. Go ahead. It's yours. I give you the Zatu bag. Not my. You can have the tablet too. It's not my tablet. I'll keep my phone.
Oh, that's very fun.
There you go.
All right.
Just looks like
there you go.
Yeah. Good for bartenders.
Do we have Jeff's home phone number?
I'm sure we could bring his voice into the show.
It's not quite as manly as a holster would be.
Or the slimming shorts you wore last week.
Those were manly.
They were manly.
Those were manly. Okay. Hey, before we go to the Gadget Warehouse, audible.com, I'm loading up on audiobooks. You know, there are a couple of things I do before I travel, and one of them absolutely, and in fact, I'll even show you here, is I fire up my Audible app, and I do love the Audible app. It's on iPhone, on Android. It's just fabulous. And I will fill it up, as I have here. You probably can't see it. I'm listening to Venice, A New History right now, because I'm going to Venice, you know? Oh, so much fun. When you're traveling, when I went to China, I had all these books about China, and you're traveling around, you're seeing this stuff. I put fiction. I've got Cryptonomicon. That's 42 hours. That'll probably get me through the plane flight. Silver Linings Playbook. I'm looking forward to listening to that. I love that movie. I've got The Descendants, another movie that I loved. And Cowie Hart Hemming's novels, by all accounts, great. I got a little nonfiction, Inside Scientology. That should be great. A little science fiction on here, too. Hounded, The Iron Druid Chronicles. So this, I know, I'm not going to be, it's a long plane flight. There's delays. There's nothing worse than sitting in an airport. I got audiobooks with me. I love Audible. Let me take you to audible.com and just browse around the 150,000 titles, both new and old, classic, fiction, nonfiction. Oh, here's some more Venice stuff. How Venice Rules the Seas, Caravaggio, A Life... See, they knew that I bought that one, and they suggested some other ones. Here's new fiction. This everybody's talking about. The Bones of Paris, Laurie King's suspenseful novels with historical detail. This is in the Jazz Age, Paris. Science fiction, they've got the best selection. Oh, Billy Crystal's got a new one. Did you know that?
I did not.
Still fooling them. Where I've been, where I'm going, and where the hell are my keys? Let's listen a little bit of Billy Crystal. He reads his own, of course. There's certain people you just got to hear their own voice. You got to hear what they're sounding like. Can you hear it?
No.
There we go.
There we go.
Oh, he's doing it live.
My screen brought Janice, my wife of 42 years, running in and kept yelling, holy...
Okay. Well, there you go. Sometimes with comics, you never know what's going to happen. I listen to a lot of history. Here's one. Rome's Last Citizen, The Life and Legacy of Cato, Mortal Enemy of Caesar. I love that kind of stuff. If you are interested in history, in thrillers, in mysteries, if you want to listen to great books, but maybe you don't have the time to read, there's always time in the car. Oh, I love, this is one of my favorite books. Richard Dawkins, The Selfish Gene is on sale. Love this book. And he's, by the way, a great narrator. So if you are in the car during a commute or you go to the gym, there's nothing more boring than walking that treadmill or the Stairmaster. But if I've got an audio book, I'll do an extra 20 minutes just to find out what happens next in my book. You want to try it? We got a free book for you. Visit audible.com/gizwiz, and you'll be signing up for the gold account. That's the book a month subscription. Includes, by the way, the daily download of the audio edition of the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. And then you can pick one of those books. You get a credit a month. Cancel anytime in the first 30 days. You'll pay nothing, but that book is always going to be yours to keep. I don't think you're going to cancel. John Hodgman's great trilogy, More Information Than You Require. I am just a huge fan. Try it. Audible.com/gizwiz. Make sure you go to that page so Dick gets credit. We thank Audible for their support of the Gizwiz. Now, ladies and gentlemen, while you're listening to your audiobook, you know, sometimes you find yourself kind of losing track of where you're going, and all of a sudden you look up, and there it is, that great stone edifice with steam pouring out of the top. And look, way up there, there's a little tiny window, and there's a head with coming out the window with a guy with a big handlebar, droopy mustache. And he's, hey, come on up here. I'm in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Yeah! Hee-haw! Hello, Dickie
yes,
D.
Yes, sir, Leo.
Put your head back in the window and show us what's in the warehouse.
No, we're going to someone else's warehouse.
Ooh.
It's going to be a viewer video of the week. It is from John Kingston, who says, I've been a fan of the show since the beginning. You, Dick, and Leo crack me up. Since you started asking for videos of old gadgets, I had to send this in. Actually, I'm not going to tell you what it is. Let's watch John Kingston's video.
Ooh.
Oh, 27 take
Hey, Dick. Hey, Leo. This is John from Mission, Texas. I'm a big fan of the show. And today I've got a gadget that would be perfect for Dick's Gadget Warehouse. I'm recording this on my Samsung Galaxy S4, my latest smartphone. And my gadget today is my first smartphone, quite possibly the first smartphone ever.
What?
Here it is. So here's my gadget, the Handspring Visor, circa 2002.
Oh, yeah.
This became my first smartphone.
Yep.
It didn't have any built-in phone capabilities, but Handspring did a pretty smart thing. On the backside, they had a slot for Handspring modules.
That's right.
This is pretty cool. So what I did was I went out and purchased this little guy. This is a Handspring module from Sprint. This is the Sprint PCS Wireless Web Digital Link, which turns a Handspring visor into a smartphone.
Aha!
So a little bit about this device. There's the on-off switch on top. There's a headphone jack in the center. And the sound on and off switch over here. On the front side, there's the antenna indicator, the speaker, the battery level indicator, and a couple of application launchers. So when you slide this little guy into the back side of the visor, you can see the Sprint app launches.
Wow.
Now the battery on the Sprint module is dead, so it won't turn on. But as you can see, this would be my list of speed dials right here. And this was just a really, really cool thing, way ahead of its time back in 2002. Not quite as sleek as my Galaxy S4, which is what I'm using to record this. As you can see, a little bulky, didn't fit into the pocket so well. But I was so thrilled to have a smartphone, even though I didn't know it was a smartphone back then. We just called it a PDA with a phone on the kind of glued onto the back there. But I was so happy. I thought this was the coolest thing ever. And so anyhow, Dick, I think this would be a great addition to the Gadget Warehouse. So there's my device. There's my gadget. You guys have a great show. Bye-bye.
And I got
Thank you.
I got one too. Yeah.
Do you have the slot in the back?
Of course, they all had the Handspring module slot. You could do other things. You could add storage and memory. But the phone was the coolest one. That would turn it into a smartphone. And this is running the Palm OS, and it worked what's nice on two AAA batteries. So that's pretty cool for a phone, right?
Yeah. Back in 2000, 10 years ago.
Yeah, they were GPS modules. Somebody was pointing that out. That's right. I thought these were great. I loved Palm and I loved Visor. And I wish we had the connector because I'd love to charge it up. I bet Tom Stata is still on here. Is it Tom Maritz? Whose is it?
I don't know. Honestly, I didn't know that was
It
Tom.
Appeared over there at one point. So, you know, we have a gadget warehouse over here, too. It's more like a museum than a warehouse, but yeah.
Yeah. So, John Kingston, thank you.
Good video. We're going to send him something out.
We are.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a video, we're looking for more videos. Send us a video, 2 to 3 minutes long. Post it on YouTube. Send the link to GizWiz at twit.tv. You can send it in I Bought a Piece of Crap. I invented this, my gadget warehouse, like John Kingston just did, or my favorite gadget of all time. 2 to 3 minutes, email it to us. Email to us at gizwiz@twit.tv. Jason will look through them and then send them on to me. And you get a piece of crap. So your efforts are an invention. It's not enough that you become famous for being on the Gizwiz show.
Oh, no. I want more.
You get crap, too.
Well, Dick and what's his name? James?
John.
John. Dick and John, thank you. For that. You know what? That inspires me to perform a little musical number I like to call the GizWiz Letters Theme.
Inspired by the Apple event. Different letters.
I got the letters. Here come the GizWiz letters now. Here come the Giz. I said the GizWiz. Letters now.
had to read the lyrics here. I've never memorized the lyrics, I'm sorry to say.
All right, our letter says, hey, Dick, I had a comment about one of the gadgets you reviewed on the Gizwiz. Mm. I'm talking about the forehead thermometers. I'm a pediatrician. I and my patients would like to measure temperatures in the least uncomfortable way possible. I do not know if your specific thermometers were studied, but forehead crystal thermometers have found to be inaccurate, and I do not recommend them to my patients.
Oh, this is good to know.
Jason's use of the old-fashioned thermometer under the armpit works well enough. However, ear thermometers and the new temporal scanning thermometers, which swipes across the forehead, are also accurate. I've included links to two examples, but there are many more out there. I'm no Dr. Mom, but if you have any questions in my area of expertise, please feel free to send them my way, and I'll try to answer them for you. Thanks again, Ian Winkler. And I will put the two links that Ian recommended for thermometers at gizwiz.biz, so you can follow them and see the two thermometers he thinks work well.
That's good, though. I'm glad somebody weighed in on that, because we don't want people to buy something and trust it if it's not accurate. And, you know,
no,
it's
absolutely
pretty critical if you're measuring kids' temperatures that you have something that works. So this is one of the things he recommends.
That's one of the things
the
he recommends.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 1 second ear thermometer. These are the infrared thermometers I was talking about, the instant read, and they're great, and they seem to be quite accurate. And boy, at $30, and you can use them over and over again. No kid minds. You just put it up against the ear. You don't have to stick it in the ear. You just put it up against the ear, and you get an instant read.
You know, I think, Leo, that our research over the years has proven that most people for medical advice.
I hope so.
Do come to the Gizwiz.
I hope so, because, you know, we're trained professionals.
Absolutely. I hung around it. When I was a kid, I was in the drugstore for hours every night.
That's where I bought my Mad magazines.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I knew where the cough medicine was. Yeah.
Dick, how fun is this? Now, I'm not going to be here next week. I'm going to be on a big old jet airliner.
Oh, yeah. We're heartbroken about that.
Oh, I can tell. You're just weeping and weeping.
I wish you a lot of luck going through security with your whatever your thing wearing on your pants.
Yeah. Apparently, Liz really loves it. She's running around, jumping up and down.
She's pretty happy.
Yeah, you put a Kindle in it? Is that a Kindle in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Apparently, it is a Kindle in her pocket. And a phone. Would you wear that out and about? You would.
Yeah. That way I don't get weird tan lines. I can hold everything here.
She wouldn't get weird tan lines with it. I think you actually might get weird tan lines with it.
Yeah.
I may be wrong.
I think you're going to get weird people following you.
Oh, Dickie D, thank you so much for doing this show. Dick comes back on Saturdays.
What the heck is it? New game?
Oh, yes. Let's go see it. Gizwiz.biz. Click the What the Heck Is It link, and there they are. The taillights from my 1948 Chevy Escobar, right?
Could be. It could be.
I think that goes in your closet, and you use it to put your shoes on.
Nice. That's a good guess.
Yeah. I think it could be used as an emergency teaspoon holder and light.
You're just giving away dynamite answers for free.
I want to strap that to my forehead and welcome our new overlords to the planet Earth.
Another good one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You could just do all 36 entries yourself.
Just think of the tan lines you'd get from that. Dickie D, go to gizwiz.biz. Play the game. Win an autographed magazine. You got a couple of months. It ends Halloween Eve at midnight Eastern time.
It does. It does.
And Dick joins us. Of course, we do this show on Tuesday afternoons, but he's also back on Saturday right after the radio show. You'll be a little delayed. I think we're pre-recording some stuff, but we will do the GizFizz Saturday after. Oh, we are.
We are. You and I are.
So you're going to actually delay yourself.
I am going to lay myself.
Hey, don't knock it.
I mean, I don't mind being delayed by another celebrity.
By another huge, huge celebrity. Right. Good. Yeah, so we'll see you right after the radio show. That's about 2 o'clock Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday afternoon. And we'll get an extra couple of 3 Giz Whizzes in there and a Giz Fizz and all of that.
I'll be here.
Thank you, Nicky D.
A weekly Giz Whiz.